First person singular. Views expressed in this piece are those of the author. Jason Scorse says the political reality in this country is upside down.
In these last few very depressing years in America, I've noticed an alarming trend. Whenever I call out the right wing for its racism, its fascism, its cruelty, people get more upset with me than about the actual problems I'm identifying. For some reason, many think that calling racist racist or fascist fascist is what makes them racist or fascist in the first place. This is wrong on multiple levels. The right wing in America has been racist for the country's entire history and has also had a strong fascist and authoritarian side for at least a century. None of this is new. Those who believe that if liberals were just nicer to the right wing, they wouldn't be so horrible, have learned nothing from history. Appeasing racist and fascist has never once led to a more peaceful and stable society. The right views any compromise or accommodation as weakness, and history shows that fascist elements only stop when they are defeated. So yes, it sucks that we live in a country with so many racist and fascists, but pointing this out isn't the core problem. The core problem is that so many Americans openly support white supremacy and are willing to throw democracy out of the window for power. We need to defeat these movements decisively. This doesn't mean you can't say hi to your Trump-supporting neighbor or have Thanksgiving with your racist uncle, but we need to be clear that the political ideologies and parties that they support are the enemies of the common good and can't be allowed to increase their power. With almost half the country on the wrong side of the most important issues, we have to live with those we disagree with, while at the same time calling them out and defeating them politically. It's a delicate balance, but we live in a country as it is.
And not as we wish it to be, says Jason Scorse, a teacher of public policy in the Monterey Bay Area. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.